Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. This is your pastor, Pastor Ola Starling, with the Anointed Words International Ministries. I'm so blessed to be with you this afternoon, giving God praise and glory for all that he has done thus far, knowing, praise God, that he has my best interest at hand, knowing, praise God, that he stated in his word that he will, praise God, do everything in his power, the things that concerns me, he will perfect that. He will make it to his understanding. And I am so grateful for that. Let us go, praise God, and give God some praise and thanks for this day. Father, we are grateful before, praise God, the moments and the minutes that we've already shared throughout this day. Thanking you, Father God, for your goodness, your kindness, your mercy. Thanking you for forgiveness of all sins in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, as we come now, Father, we come in your name. Father God, asking, Lord, that you bring forth, praise God, this word with clarity, understanding, that those that are listening may get, praise God, edification from the words that are spoken, true words of life that is spoken today in the name of Jesus. And God, I will give you praise and I give you glory and I honor you for it all in Jesus' name. Father God, asking that you bless those, Father God, that are not as fortunate as I, but Father God, bless them, praise God, to let them know that you care just for them. Father God, because you have no respect of a person. God, I'm so grateful, Lord, that you love us and that you care enough for us, God, that you chasten those that you love. And I'm grateful. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And today, praise God, I'm going to come to today, praise God, is this. Let what you have heard from the beginning abide in you. If you heard good news from the word of God, allow it to abide in you, so that you may walk in the light of God. Now, this message I'm trying to talk to you about today is that we know that God is light, and in him there is no darkness. We're coming today from 1 John. There is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him who? With God. If we say we have fellowship with God while walking in darkness, we lie. We lie. And do not live according to the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, of his son, cleanses us from all sin. This is saying, praise God, this is an order that we have to follow. If we walk here, we walk in the Lord Jesus Christ, we don't walk in darkness, we walk in light. Because if we walk in darkness, there is no fellowship of God in us. And if we do that, praise the Lord, we are deceiving ourselves. And the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins from all unrighteousness, if we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar. And his word is not in us. God cannot lie. If we say we have not sinned it, or I'm not a sinner, then you make the Lord Jesus Christ a liar. And I heard the word say that he can't deal with lies. He despised a liar. But now, John, in verses 5 through 10, he talks about this. This is the message that he's trying to send out to the listeners today. Let that which you have heard from the beginning abide in you, that you may walk in the light and not in darkness. Because the word said, we have heard from him and proclaimed to you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all, not at all. And therefore, in verse 6 and 7, therefore we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness. You ain't nothing but a liar, according to the truth. That the negative interpretation from the foundational fact that God is light, and you are saying you walk it in him, but you walk it in darkness, makes you
a compulsive liar. But if we say we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we don't only just walk in the light, listeners, but we have fellowship with one another. This is why, praise God, there's so much schism in the body of Christ. Because we are saying one thing and we are doing five or six other things. There is no oneness in our fellowship. Everybody wants to be bigger than the next person. Everybody wants to be patted on the back better than the other person. Everybody thinks they are better than the next person, or that God loved them more than he loved the next person. I'm here to shock you today. God has no respect of a person, and he loves us all the same. He will not do for you and will not do for me. He loves you no more than he loved me. And if you're sinning, he's not going to stand with you. And if I'm sinning, he's not going to stand with me, because he stated in his word, I have no respect of an individual. He does not, praise God, he does not make one favor over the other one. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin, not just some, but all sins. He said if you are faithful and just to confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all the unrighteousness. Now, some might say, they may say, I don't know, saying even the apostles, when he was teaching, that all sin is totally left behind when you become a Christian. So now we're going to clarify, because he said it. Let's see what he's saying. If we say we have no sins, we deceive ourselves, and the truth don't dwell in us. There's no truth in us. In other words, the claim of sinfulness is simply self-deception, because what? Instead of denying our sinfulness, we should confess that it is real and it's an ugly, ugly thing. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from what? All the unrighteousness. Now, to drive that home to the cusp of the justification, John repeats this. The point of that verse, only with strong words in verse 10, we can see. If we say we have not sinned, if we make a liar of his word, then the truth don't dwell in us. Now, in words seen, the claim of sinfulness is not only self-deception, it is also blasphemous. I am without sin amounts to the sentence, God is a liar. We are sinners. We are born shaped in iniquity and sin that we was conceived. These are the things, praise God, that we must have to have. We have to be very strong about these words. If the apostles were talking about it, I can imagine today if anybody said anything about it. Okay? John eventually felt that so much was a staggering, it was like a staggered language, because today nobody talks about sin. We're all righteous. Everybody's going to heaven anyhow. Everybody's going to heaven. You don't even have to talk about being saved anymore and repent, because everybody's already saved. We got that get it quick salvation, get it quick repentance. But yet we're still doing the same things in life, and yet telling the same lies and still acting the same way and still thinking we're better than anybody else. We still got that self-righteous spirit. But the Bible says if you say you are without sin, then you make God a lie. Okay? The foundation of God is the light. To put it into perspective means to walk in the light. And to make it very clear, don't claim to be without sin.
because we sin every day of our lives. Care how saved you are, how many tongues you speak in, how you jump, how educated you are, you still is yet deals with sin. We have to work on this every day until Jesus returns, because we are shaped in iniquity and sin. Okay? Yes, we are. Now, the truth to this is, comes in verse 6. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie, and we do not live according to the truth. He might have said when we walk in darkness, you know, we do not live according to the light, but to put the truth in perspective in the place of light, so it seems that the truth is virtually the same as the light. In other words, my friend, God is light, meaning that God is the source and the measure of that is true. Another way we can put it is it will be that nothing is truly understood until it is understood in the light of God. This is why, my friend, that the Old Testament says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. In Proverbs 1 and 7. You don't even get that first until it is based in the true knowledge. If you leave God out of the account, if you leave him out, you have nothing. And that is why when the secular education is such as is a mirror of hope for us in the contemporary wasteland of our culture, listen to this. God is light. That is, God is true. He is the source of all that is true. And whatsoever is true is the truth because it is confirmed through what? To him. But the true full joy of hope, the true full joy of hope, praise the Lord, is when John chose the word light, not truth. In verse 5, and I think he chose that word because light is carried, it carries a positive array, that the true word may not always carry from what we, when the readers may read that, praise the Lord, they must, praise God, understand word truth may lead open the possibility that the truth of God may be in darkness, but we have to understand that the forbearing truth, our truth is that nothing is invited. The word light is promised. That the truth of God is a true, full of joy and hope. Now, you can see this now because if you reflect for a moment on the values of the light, the value of light, negatively, it helps you avoid danger. Positively, it helps you reach what you are after. When you walk in darkness, my friend, you may stumble over anything that's in your pathway. Or even you may step on something that's very harmful or deadly to you, like a snake, a rattlesnake, whatever. Or fall off of something, praise God, that can cause you much danger than you walking in the dark. Or hit something that would cause you some kind of pain as you walk in the darkness. Your leg, your head, your face, whatever. But darkness is full of threat. You know this. And it can be very frustrating. It can cause your ability to obtain. It could cause you not to obtain your goals. The light changes all of that. When you're in the light, it changes that. When you go into a dark room and you don't turn a light on, it's just like something like fear grips you because you're like, I don't know what's in here. I don't know what I may run into. I may stomp my toe. I don't know where I'm walking at. All these things cloud your mind that it's negative because the darkness is fearful, yes, and it threatens, and it can frustrate you. But light changes all of that. It exposes the danger. It frees you up from that lurking powder, that power you think, oh, God, what is in this room? I don't know what I'm going to do. All of that is removed. It opens a way for your goals to be seen. It is full of hope and promises. It's full of that. And the glad attainment of your goal. This is what light does, honey. It's beautiful when you can see it. You can see, I see it in the light. Okay? Now, the picture of God that John wanted to make us see was to put us in the picture of God as light. God is light. And in him, there is no darkness at all. What does that mean? That means that if you draw near to God, if you draw near to God, you do not find a dark and a boarding truth. You find an open truth. You find freedom. You find hope. You find joy. In God, the stumbling blocks are moved. That you have to worry about stepping on something deadly or poison. You have to worry about running into something that's going to hurt you, like running off or stepping off of a cliff or something of that nature. Branches all in your way. You feel free because what? The light shines in darkness. The ultimate goal, my God, hallelujah, and eternal joy is secured in God because there is no darkness in God. That's why he said that you have learned from the beginning, that you have learned from the beginning. You let it abide in you. You let the truth abide in you. You see, you don't have to worry about the darkness overtaking you. You are walking and abiding in the truth. Because there is no darkness in God. There is no lurking shadows in God. There is no hidden agenda, no small print. He is light. And in him is no darkness at all. What I cannot deal with is when I go in somebody's house and they're sitting in this beautiful outside and everything closed and darkness all over. I can't deal with it. Why don't you let some light in? I love the light. I can't deal with darkness. Coming to God is like buying some type of automobile or something that you're trying to purchase, you know? And when you see that, praise God, you know for a fact that this is something you want. Why do you see it? Because you can see it. You can see it. That is something you like. You know that it's okay. You know it. There is no hidden agenda that you should don't know it, don't have, and don't know about. And you check it out, and you get it, and you satisfied with it. Why? Because there was no darkness in what you was purchasing. There was no darkness. There is nothing, but when you're doing something that's hitting in the dark, there is nothing. Praise God, but darkness, there is darkness in it, and it will bring about negative results. God is not like that. He is a light, and in him no darkness at all. There is no small print that qualifying the brightness of his glory. No missing borders or monitors or operating system in him, because he is the light. There's absolutely no regret. When you walk in God in the light, he is the light. He is the pathway to perfection and eternal joy and joyfulness and, praise God, and love and happiness and no disappointment. In the light of God, you will not be destroyed by the snakes or the things that the devil has set before you for you to fall into a trap of sin. You will not fall over, praise God, and hurt yourself because you walk in the darkness. You didn't walk in the light. The light is promised, praise the Lord, and promised to us with joy and hope. Darkness is a threat of despair, misery, heartaches, disappointments, and God is light. And in him there is no darkness. Let what you have learned from the beginning in you. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie. We are a total liar. And the truth does not abide in us. Walking in the dark means this. You say that he who hate his brother is in the dark. And he who loves his brother is in the light. Walk in the light meaning be a loving person, and walking in the darkness means being a person of hatred with a hidden agenda. Jealousy, malice, envy, strife,
That's darkness. The darkness is passed away and the true light is already shining. What is the darkness that is passing away? Notice that. Notice this. Notice what I'm saying. For passing away is used in verses 2 and 17. The word is passing away and desire of it. For this I will say to you, that walking in darkness means being controlled by desires of this world instead of desires for God. There's too many pretending to be followers of God. I believe the word of God said, you serve me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. And this is why we call it walking in the dark, is that only one way people can desire things more than God is if they are blinded to the light of God. To choose earthly material things over diamonds, you may have to be blind. But remember, this picture of you in a dark room. You may feel a warm, fearful, dreadful feeling. Fear grips you. You don't know what's in the dark. You're wondering, you're feeling, but you can't see anything. And then all of a sudden your hands, and it becomes cold, and you get fearful because now you fear because you figure I'm not in this room alone in all this darkness. But if you would draw closer to the Lord Jesus Christ, and allow him to warm you, to get rid of the things that are evil, that is hidden in the dark. Because the Bible declares, whatsoever is done in the dark shall surely come to the light. And when you walk in darkness, you are controlled by the desires for the soft, warm, unbeliever, unrealistical, dangerous things that could happen or that you may run into. That you must not be afraid to try Jesus. And the very opposite of what is darkness is light. And if we have light, we fellowship with God. The fellowship with God means that you see things the way he sees things and have the same desire, my friend, as he has. If you are controlled by desires for the worldly things instead of the things of God, then you walk in the darkness. It doesn't matter what we say, we have fellowship with God. Or not. If we walk in darkness, we do not. If we walk in light, then we are connected to our source. Because he said in the word, if we say that we what? If you say that we have fellowship with God, with him, while we walk in darkness, we lie. And we do not live according to the truth. That if we walk in the light, he is the light. We have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus, Son, cleanses us from all sins. Cleanses us from all sins. We must learn. Walking in the light is opposite of walking in the darkness. It means seeing reality for what it is and being controlled by desires according to God's light. If God is light, then we should be light. We should be as he is. We must remember to walk in light, not darkness, because he is delivering us from all dark danger and obstacles that we may have joy, peace, understanding, love. He is definitely the one to be desirable to have all of these things, joy, love, happiness. If God opened the eyes of our hearts to see it at all, then our desires are captured by the suppressing glory of God over everything that the world has to suffer. And we will walk in the light as he is in the light. My friend, there is a lifestyle that necessarily results from the miracles of new birth
When we are given the eyes to see the suppressing worthy of God's light. John writes, and he says, the lifestyle looks like how it is resulted from God's light and our new birth. And he says this, walking in the light, if we walk in the light, we have fellowship, not only with God, but one another. The blood of God, Jesus Christ, cleanses us from our sins. Who is one another? Who is that? God suggested a believer. If we say we have it, fellowship with God, while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not according to the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, between God and ourselves. What destroys fellowship with God? Walking in darkness. Now, what preserves the fellowship with God? Walking in light. We must learn to walk in light that we may preserve our fellowship and our worship with the Lord Jesus Christ. You have a precious friend, and that friend is Jesus. And if you walk in the light, you have fellowship with him. But if you err in darkness, you have no fellowship with him. God cleanses us from sin. He cleanses us from sin with the blood of Jesus. John makes this point clear. Makes it very clear. We must walk in the light with the Lord Jesus Christ. We must turn from darkness. And we must fellowship one with the other. Fellowship one with the other. And as we walk in the light, the blood of Jesus keeps us from sinning. It means that we walk in light, the blood of Jesus covers and fulfills and turns away sin from us. It refers to progressive sanctification and an ongoing experience of justification. This is what it does. Find and edifying of Christ's shedded blood, blotted out our sins. It gives us a fresh start. It gives us a clean slate. It refers to the moral power of the blood of Jesus to help us stay in connection with God and conquers temptation so that at the end, all of our sins, we will actually be overcome, and we will stand really pure and sinless before God. In other words, the reason Christ came was merely to cover sins, but to conquer sin. He came not only to justify, but also to sanctify. Not only to quit, but also to reform. He shed his blood, my friend, in order to accomplish this purpose. Then, his blood cleanses not only that in which is covered, but also that which is conquered, and that sin. The ongoing effect of Christ's blood is to cleanse our hearts in such a way that we cannot be content to go on sinning. Amen. The word is saying to us today, my friend, if you don't know who the Lord Jesus Christ is and the pardon of your sins, what you need to do today, just look up and reach up and say, Father, save me. For I am a sinner. I walk in darkness and not in light. Cleanse me that I may have fellowship with you, that we may have a loving relationship, eternal, everlasting. And until this time, next time, my friend, I pray that you be blessed. But remember, let not that which you have heard from the beginning slip away from you, but let it abide, that you may walk in the light, and that the light of Jesus Christ may shine through your life. You be blessed. Until the next time, God bless you.